Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Francesco Cervelli era is over, Ron. Suddenly released, seems like a sort of an arranged deal with the Braves. That's where he'll be headed, apparently, reportedly. And that's it for him. And there's a lot to talk about with him. He was the highest paid player on the team. Left. Did you know that?
I did. 11.5, I believe, this year.
After him, listen to this. If they were to trade Marte and Vasquez this offseason, guess who the third highest paid player left on this team is?
Oh, man.
Actually, that's wrong. It's Archer. I apologize. Yeah. He's on the injured list. It's Archer. After him, it's Polanco. And then Keone Kella is the, let's put it this way, Kella's the highest paid healthy player who would be left right now. Right now. They didn't have Marte and Vasquez. Cervelli, they signed him to a 3-year, $31 million contract, Ron. I agreed with it at the time. I think it's a premium position, and it turned out to be a pretty disastrous contract.
Yeah, the contract did. I wouldn't say his time here was disastrous, though. I thought he was a key part of their 15 team. He stepped in for Russell Martin when a lot of us, including me, were saying, what are they going to do without Russell Martin? He caught 130 games that year and helped them win 98 games. So from that standpoint, bringing him in was good. Giving him that contract didn't turn out good. He's been hurt so much. But I can't forget about what he did in 2015. And I wonder, not that he would have solved the world's problems this year because he wasn't hitting worth a darn, but would the pitching have been a little better if he'd have been in there? Maybe. They were pretty good before he got hurt, right, in April. I think he was good handling the staff, but he couldn't stay healthy, and I think the Pirates just I don't think they wanted it on their hands to see him come back here in a major league game and get another concussion. Huntington was very consistent about saying, we want the player to have as good of a post-playing career, meaning the rest of his life, as he does playing career. And I don't think they wanted it on their hands.
If they were in it, do you think they would have made that same move?
No, probably not. But, you know, he was so bad hitting this year. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. Last year he was pretty good offensively, at least the first three quarters of the season. Probably if they were in the middle of it, no. You know, your first reaction is to think, oh, they're saving money by this, but they're not. I mean, if the Braves pick him up, they'll pay the minimum prorated, just a couple $100,000. The Pirates are responsible for the rest. So probably not, but they're not in it. I don't think the combination of, you know, they loved the player personally. If they have a chance to help him play somewhere on a winning team, and I don't think they want on their conscience if he gets another concussion.
I agree with most of what you said there. I think in the end, though, when I look at that contract, that becomes the story of his career for me, is his injuries and an almost like a Josh Harrison-type contract where you sign him when you think, you know, the arrow's going to be pointed up. He did have a really good year in 15, and he did help him win 98 games. But in the end, I mean, look at the games played and the at-bats. I've never seen – here's the thing I'll remember about Cervelli. I've never, ever seen a catcher with more bad luck, more injury-prone, more freakish injuries.
I couldn't agree more.
Than him.
I mean, broken bat, a bat comes back and hits him in the helmet. How many? The foul ball seemed like magnetized to his mask.
Incredible.
Didn't they? And even, you know, Hurdle kept trying to say it's not positioning, it's not this or that. And finally, he just goes, he's an outlier. This stuff isn't happening to any other catcher. It's just happening to him. And it's just unfortunate.
I liked him. I liked his enthusiasm for the game. The players loved him. You know, the way he would tip his cap to the opposing team. I didn't like the way he would complain a lot at the plate when he was at the plate. It seemed like every time the guy got a called strike, he would complain. But
I never felt like the umpires held that against him, though.
Didn't seem to.
I mean, because he's so personable. I'm sure he talks to them after he, like, gestures wildly. He comes out to catch the next inning, and maybe he's one of those guys, hey, okay, it's over. I never felt like they held it against him. Sometimes it wasn't a very good look. I mean, I'll remember That's Amore. The fans loved that. I mean.
And he cared for the umpires, too, when one of them would get hit by a ball.
He would hold them up. Yes. I mean, he'd hug them and hold them up. That's a very good call on your part. I mean, I'm going to miss him personally, but, I mean, I never thought he was going to catch here again after all these injuries. And it's going to be real eager to see, you know, A, how much he plays if Atlanta's where he ends up, and B, if somebody signs him for next year.
And it was, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but it was May 25th. Wow, May 25th he played his last game, Ron. And I remember we came on the next day and wondered if that might be the last time we saw him. I remember
like
raising that question.
Right? Six concussions?
And it was Russell Martin at the plate. Do you remember that? I mean, Russell Martin behind the plate when Cervelli walked up. I think he may have taken one pitch. He may not have. And he turned to Martin
He couldn't focus. I mean, it wasn't right.
The way he walked off and to have Martin be the catcher gives me goosebumps. That was it. That was it for Francisco Cervelli. And I think the reason why, like other circumstances, if a guy didn't live up to his contract and hardly ever played for whatever reason for a team that has fallen apart, people would not remember him fondly and he'd be kicked out the door. And I think the reason that Cervelli, that the opposite has happened, I think, at least anecdotally with a lot of fans and what I see on social media and things, is because if fans sense that you're pouring your heart into it,
they're going to give you breaks.
They're going to give you breaks.
And also,
and he poured his heart into
it. And also, though, he did really was a big part of the 15 team.
Yeah.
It's not like he never did anything here. These last 3 years, you can argue, just not very much, not for the money. But he had that year in 15. He did. I remember when Russell Martin left, we go, what are they going to do without Russell Martin? They had nobody.
And I think he had a better year than Martin.
And
the next
I think
year.
Also, if you think about another thing he did in 15, if you remember correctly, they bring back A.J. Burnett, who was disastrous in Philly. And he and Cervelli had a bond from their New York days.
Yes.
And I remember Burnett talking about that, about how I love this guy. So I'm never going to forget what he did in 15. The last 3 years, very forgettable. But I'll never forget what he did in 15.
Musgrove had a great story about that yesterday. I think it was in the Post-Gazette, probably everywhere, where the electricity went out one night. And Musgrove calls Cervelli, what am I going to do? He's, come on over. You're staying here tonight. Goes over there. Before he gets there, he has a meal, home-cooked meal for him, and keeps him there. And I think every teammate this guy has ever had, I would wager to say, would vouch for him in that kind of way.
And but I think the pitchers really loved him and loved throwing to him, loved you know, the way he called a game. I mean, they're going to miss him legitimately, but, I mean, he wasn't going to be able to help them here.
Just
anymore.
A star-crossed career, that 15 season, easily his best. Easily
played 130
best.
Games that year.
Never played more than 104 in any other season with the Yankees or the Pirates. Never had 500 at-bats once in his career to this point. All right, Ron, you've got some football treats coming up. There was an injury last night that gave me a little bit of pause.
I figured it would give you a lot of pause.
Might give Mike Tomlin some pause, although I don't think so. Let's talk about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.